It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It is time for the second quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the season's in full swing, action still unfolding. Time to head over to DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so many storylines across both pro and college sports, it's the time to check out all that DraftKings has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate the showdown in Happy Valley, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when placing a bet on either Ohio State or Penn State. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick either Penn State or Ohio State. Bet $1 on them and cash $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Greg. By the way, the spread right now on our DraftKings Sportsbook is 11.5 points. It started around 9, reached 12.5. As we record this, I just checked, it's at 11.5 points if you want to do that $1 bet to make 100. I am Jim Galante. He's Greg Pickle, and we've been talking about last Saturday's game with Indiana. Very disappointing for Penn State fans. No matter how bad we all feel about that first game, this team is still going to have to continue on. I want to take a look at where they are now after this Indiana game. Let's start out at the running back position. It was not a good week for running backs last week. Journey Brown out for, I'm assuming, at least a considerable amount of time, if not the whole season. And now we have Noah Kane go down in the first series. What was supposed to be a very deep position is getting thinned out pretty quickly. Before we say where they are going forward, is there any Noah Kane update?
There is not, Jim. Not as we sit here and talk on Tuesday morning. Obviously, you know, we could hear some more from James Franklin when he speaks with the media later Tuesday. But yeah, as we sit here and discuss it now, there is not. You know, I'm sure that he was going to be taken back to State College with the rest of the team and checked out for see what was completely going on. I'm sure they didn't have all the technology they needed in terms of, you know, the MRIs and things like that that they typically do on guys who are hurt and miss a majority of a game. So we'll see what those results might mean. But I guess just considering the fact, Jim, that he had to sit out almost the entirety of the Indiana game, I just have a tough time believing he is going to be back in the action right away for Ohio State. I mean, we'll see. Crazier things have happened, but it just seems unlikely at this point. So time will tell, Jim. But that was certainly a bummer because it was going to be fun to watch him, I think, this year. And there were some times when, there were some times that Penn State's, secondary guys, Devin Ford, Keziah Holmes, and Kevon Lee, I mean, they looked good. But there was a reason that your co-starters sort of were Journey Brown and Noah Kane. When you lose both of those guys that early in the season, it certainly hurts your chances of winning.
Let's talk about this going forward. Most likely against Ohio State without either Brown or Kane. It's now a group that is led by Devin Ford and the couple freshmen. Many of us are big Devin Ford fans. It didn't look like he, forgetting even that touchdown, that unwanted touchdown, he didn't have a big game. He didn't break off many runs. I'll find the stats here somewhere, what he finished with. But he's got to, they've got to find ways to get him some space. And he's got to recover also mentally to what happened last week. Is that not a factor?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it, Jim. I think that that's going to be one of the bigger challenges that James Franklin and this staff face is simply that there are some guys who are hurting after that game. There's no doubt. And there are some guys who, certainly saw some things on social media that they should never have to see as college football players. But that's the way it works in 2020, unfortunately. So, yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of guys who are a little bit confidence stricken since I'm sure there were some guys who have lost a little bit of confidence since Saturday, and Devin Ford could be one of them. Now, he's been a very confident guy for a long time, so I could completely understand him being a guy who maybe can put this behind him quicker than others. But they had some issues in the pass game that was problematic, and some guys were probably second guessing themselves, obviously the receivers too. I think that group is flying a bit under the radar. Part of the reason that Devin Ford and the backs were asked to do so much, even though they're not expected to have as big of a role as they ended up having, one is because Kirk Straka prefers to run the football, but two, the passing game really wasn't getting anything going because all they really had to work with, it seems like, was every now and again, Jahan Dotson would get open or Clifford would just stare down Pat Freiermuth, and otherwise, without being there and watching on TV, that's one thing that's hard to pick up is whether guys were not simply getting open or if there was something else going on, that Clifford was missing them or something else. But they need to get that fixed and quickly, because this Ohio State team's going to come in. You're going to have to put up points, and you're not going to be able to do it by being one-dimensional, regardless of who starts at running back or receiver or what have you.
Well, I wanted to get to the receivers next. You hit on it pretty well, and this kind of is a combo with the quarterback. The question becomes, is this on Sean Clifford a bit, who last year seemed to really focus on KJ Hamler and Pat Freiermuth? This year it seems Pat Freiermuth and Jahan Dotson. Do we have a situation? And again, I know there are freshman receivers that played a big part in the game as far as getting on the field, but they didn't play that big a part. I don't think they were targeted very often. So it still leaves open that question. Are they not able to get open, or is it Sean Clifford not looking for them?
Yeah, I mean, that's what one thing, Jim, I'll be at Beaver Stadium this Saturday with Bob Flounders, so we'll be able to see the Ohio State game in person. And that's the one thing I took for granted about being there for each of the past three seasons, is that you can see that stuff. Are plays opening up and the quarterback isn't seeing them? Is he not given enough time to throw? Is somebody missing a key assignment down the field that screws up a play call that otherwise would have worked? You can't tell that much at times from the TV broadcast, and you're really stuck with whatever replays that they decide they want to show you. So, I mean, I guess on one hand, I will say that to me, it feels like the college broadcasts do a little bit of a better job of focusing on getting the aerial shots to the viewer in replays. The NFL, they can't even be bothered to show controversial plays, let alone ones you would just like to see from a different angle, it feels like. So I will say that that's a plus. But yeah, I will have a better feel for you next week, I think, Jim, after seeing it in person.
Then, in talking about the quarterbacks, Clifford and Levis was in for two plays, and those, as we talked about earlier, they did not go well. But Sean Clifford, I believe the thinking was after offseason, his second year as a starter, some of those, I don't want to call it jitters, but it seems like that he's almost too pumped up and he makes some unforced errors, overthrowing people. He had two, no other way to put it, they were bad, bad interceptions, Greg. Are we going to continue to see that same issue, or can he fix that?
Yeah, I think that's what you have to be concerned about if you're a Penn State fan, is that we saw a couple of those last year too, but the two this year, Jim, to start things off, I just have no explanation for them. I mean, they weren't even close. One was a screen pass that I had it slipped out of his hands. I have no explanation for it. And the other one was baffling too. So, again, sometimes it feels like he takes too long to settle into a game and get comfortable and really come into his own. I don't know if you get that same sense, but it just feels like at times that I think you just said it. He is too amped up. He is too jacked up for game day, and it's to the detriment of this Penn State football team, because obviously there's a lot of guys who rely on his steady hand kind of to get their own rhythm going and get their own flow going. And this offense, fairly or unfairly, is only going to go as far as he can take it. So there's a lot of work to do. There's no doubt. And I think most people were hoping that some of the some of these things, like being too jazzed up and being too ready to go, you would have thought that those would have went away because it's his second season as a starter, and I just don't know if that's the case.
Let's take a look at one other item on the offensive side of the ball, and that was the game that Kurt Sciarrocca called. Again, he was a little bit handicapped by having freshman receivers, having to use freshman running backs because of injuries. But what was your overall take on the highly anticipated game calling of new offensive coordinator Kurt Sciarrocca?
Yeah, there were times when I thought, wow, this is the guy. This is why they brought him in here. And then there were times I thought, man, this looks a lot like some of the not so great stuff we've seen before that led to him being hired in the first place. I mean, I don't want to put too much stock in the one game, again, especially a game where he was without his top two running backs. And he also, saw his receivers, at least from what I could tell on TV, saw his receivers not do a good job as they should have of helping out this offense. And again, we saw what it works when it works like it did at Minnesota. They're going to set you up with the run, set you up with the run, pound you, and then hit you over the top. And they did that on the first drive, Jim. I'm sure you were sitting there thinking on the first drive, wow, no wonder they hired this guy. This is what everyone's been talking about for the duration of this extended offseason. But I don't know if it was changes that Indiana made or just Penn State not executing. I'd be willing to bet it's a mixture of both, with maybe a little bit of a lean toward toward Penn State just not executing. But, whatever worked on the first drive was quickly taken away, and they never found anything to replace it with. So, like I said, I don't want to put too much stock into just one game. I want to see some more, but there's certainly some work to do in that area too.
One quick comment then on the defense. They held Indiana to a total of 211 yards total offense, much of it coming very late in the game on that last drive. Your overall thoughts on the defense?
I think that it's getting glossed over the fact that Indiana had at least three different occasions, Jim, I can think of, where there is a receiver wide open and Penix Jr. either threw it over his head, or in the case of the tight end Hendershot late, he just dropped it and he'd still be running. I believe he could have came to you, my house, Jim, got a snack and then came on to your house and still wouldn't have been touched. So great job by Brent Pry's defense in a number of ways. You're still have not convinced me, Jim, that the pass defense has been fixed. They were lucky that Indiana either dropped some key passes or just overthrew a few wide open guys. Otherwise, this one could have got out of hand sooner than it did.
I don't think we will see that this week with Justin Fields and the Ohio State receivers. We'll talk about that more in quarter number four. But first, in quarter number three, we're going to do Ask Greg. Stick with us.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forge-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forge-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forge-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.